One of the hallmarks of my work has been listening to the various communities. That's both within the agencies and in the vendor community and on the Hill. And I know that there's nervousness in industry as well as at the agencies and disappointment at the failure of the Congressional Super Committee to reach an agreement. That said, the fact is that under the law, the Congress has until January 2013 to deal with the problems, and as a result, in the near term, I would not expect any impact.
I think that's going to put a lot of people at ease, because I think that there's a lot of questions about program cuts and changes. Let me broaden that a little bit outside of the Deficit Commission. From a budget standpoint, agencies are expecting big cuts in 2012 and 2013 and beyond. You expressed concern about the potential impact on the acquisition workforce. Give me a sense of how you guys are planning from a CAO community perspective for those potential challenges.
After I leave, I think the hallmark of what you're going to see is continuity. You're going to see my successors and the wonderful staff here in the Office of Federal Procurement Policy continuing our efforts. We've been working with the Hill, with the appropriators and others to ensure that there is adequate funding for the acquisition workforce of the agencies. We're going to continue to do that. We're going into challenging times, there's no doubt about it, but we are going to be focused on protecting and strengthening the acquisition workforce.
Strengthening the acquisition workforce, a big problem over the last decade plus. It's been basically flat, or it's dropped down over the last year and a half or 2 years. I think there's been actually the biggest uptick we've seen across the federal government in the last decade. What's working? What's not working? Give me a sense.
We have made progress. The numbers aren't enormous. This is not it's not an issue of bringing in huge numbers. But as you said, the federal acquisition workforce got run down over the prior 10 years before this administration, actually more than 10 years. We were able to reverse that, do some modest increases in numbers, but just as important, improve training. We've got new leadership at both the Defense Acquisition University and the Federal Acquisition Institute. We've got good agency-specific facilities like the VA's Acquisition Academy up in Frederick. We are focused on making our training better, more useful, more timely, more current for our employees. So I feel like we have made significant progress. That progress is at risk now as we move forward with the budget pressures, and we need to be sure that we protect it as we go forward.
Give me a sense of where you think the training has improved the most. Are we talking about some of the specific areas like cost-benefit analysis or requirements definition, or are we talking about more like contracting officers who maybe have a better understanding of the FAR and how to implement certain provisions in the FAR?
Let me give you a couple of very specific examples, and you'll see how they fit into the bigger picture. One, we are working with FAI, the Federal Acquisition Institute in particular, but also the Defense Acquisition University, to be sure that when we issue a new FAR rule, there is prompt training. A good example is the new rule on women-owned small businesses. We got the training ready so that when the rule came out, the training was available, a very important thing. We don't want our people to be faced with a new rule without the tools to use it. Another very important example, contracting officer representatives. One of the things that, as you know, we've been focused on from day one is improving contract management. We've had, for years, we faced a situation where we were so worried about who got the contract that we didn't pay attention to what happened after we awarded the contract. And we've said, I remember this came up in my Senate confirmation hearing a couple of years ago, we need to improve contract management, to hold contractors to what they promised. It is, after all, a contract that they signed with us. We have strengthened the certification levels for our contracting officer's representative. We've strengthened that training. That is really correcting a weakness that's been out there for a couple of decades. So I think that's a particularly important area where we have made real progress.
Let me talk a little bit about that COTAR training. You put a memo out a couple months ago now. What's happening around that? It goes into effect in early 2012. Where are we?
We meet with our agencies to discuss the status of their acquisitions system and what we call the ACSTATS. We're just more than halfway through now the current round of ACTSTATS, which we do roughly once a year. One of the questions we drill down on as we meet with the leadership of the agency is, tell us about your 1102s, your contracting officers, your contract specialists. Tell us about your CORs or COTARs, as you call them, using a somewhat old-fashioned term now used by some of the agencies. We're switching to COR training, to COR as the name. What we're hearing is they're really paying attention. They are really paying attention for the first time in terms of getting their people certified, being sure that they have qualified people managing those contracts. It is a bright light of progress in what has been, prior to this administration, a pretty bleak picture.
How do you know they're making progress? They tell you, but how do you go behind them? What's the trust but verification?
We're data-driven. We're data-driven in everything we do. When we talk about transparency, that's what we're talking about. What we ask for in the ACTSTATS is we say we want to know how many 1102s you have. Give us actual numbers. We want to know how many contracting officers, representatives you have. In addition, we ask them, what percentage of those 1102s are actually certified? What percentage of the CORs are actually certified? So we are always data driven.
Not to think that an agency would do that, but what if they don't tell you the truth? What if they say, well, we have 38% this month and next month we'll have 62%. What's the proof? I mean, beyond their word, do you go back and do a sampling? Is there a survey? Is there any kind of, do you reach out to those 1102s or those cores a little more specifically?
Oh, the question seems harsh. I can tell you that with 1102s in particular, it's very easy to check because it's a personnel category that we can check through the OPM-based system. But we also have a relationship with trust with our agencies. One of the wonderful things about my job is the ability, actually the pleasure, to work with the leadership in the acquisition workforce across the agencies. It would be inconceivable to me that we wouldn't be getting the best data that they have. It is also true that we can check, but they give us data which we believe is good, solid data.